Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area to visit Walt Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld, or just visiting family in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. The show's also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in Hawaii, at Alani, Hilton Head Island, or good old Walt Disney World, stay at the Poly, Old Key West, Boardwalk, Yacht and Beach Club, Contemporary, or the Grand Floridian, or don't forget the Animal Kingdom, contact David's at dvcrequest.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the Central Florida resorts, if you want to go to Disney World, Universal, SeaWorld, again, visiting family, contact scootorlando.com. Show's also being brought to you by our friends and your friendly travel agent in me at American Tourist Travel. If you want to go to Walt Disney World, contact me and I'll be sure to help you out. Or anywhere else in the world, contact American Tourist Travels at americantouristtravels.com. And last but not least, head over to our website at It's All in WDW to check out all of our great sponsors. Okay, guys, we're going to hop on the train and head over to the pub. Bye-bye.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast, drive-along version. Good morning, John. Pull up a car, or good afternoon, John. I'm so used to recording in the morning. Now it's afternoon, evenings, wherever you are. Good afternoon, John.
It's the What's John's Schedule This Week Like podcast.
Yes, it's basically what it is. But
pretty much.
Yeah, but everybody loves John, so it's all good, John.
Yes. Well, I try, you know. You can only do so much.
Yeah. We got some more reviews this week, which we really appreciate. You know, we got a couple great podcasts, love the podcast, so that's good, John.
Hey, great. Always nice to get some positive feedback, and it's still amazing to me that actually people even listen to us ramble, but we really do appreciate it. So.
Yeah, I was going through them all, and it's nice to see them all, and then you'll go across a couple that, like, totally cut you off at the knees, which, you know, like I've said a million times, we just want reviews. If they're good or bad, tell us how you feel. The one I liked was, it was from this, I think it was Lady Stacy. She said they're from Florida. She said her husband followed us, and she liked this for the first year, but now, if you got rid of me, John, she would listen to you.
Well, God bless you, Stacy. I appreciate it.
Yeah. My husband has listened to this podcast for the past few years. In the beginning, I truly enjoyed it and laughed at the I'm doing this on purpose. The terrible pronunciation of May of. Okay, now I'm getting picked on for pronunciation, but this is the writing. Terrible pronunciation of May common words. So is it many common words or May common words? I'm not smart enough to read this, Johnny.
You poor illiterate booger.
Yeah, but it's pronunciation of May common words. But with the last year, I've grown increasingly tired of hearing Doug complaining about Disney and Bob Iger, because God knows Bob Iger and Disney have done nothing ever wrong. So. And listen to this. This was my favorite part. I think I read this one before, but it is my favorite part. And I'm not, honestly, I am not mad at all. I think it's hysterical. But I love how people, and this is what I talk about in everything in everyday life, the hypocrisy of people. This is the fun one. But Doug is a jerk, and obviously he didn't learn the golden rule as a child. I had to give one star because there's no way to give a negative number. Now, calling me a jerk, isn't that the same thing as her telling me what I didn't learn as a kid, John?
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, so you're going to call me names. Say you're not listening to me because I'm mean, but then you go and call me a name. You know, but again, I appreciate the time it took to go lead the review, John. And
Go ahead.
I'm fine.
No, I was going to say, back in the day when I used to listen to Howard Stern, there was always that little segment they would run that he would say, they had a news commentator, and it was like, out of 100 people that listened to Howard Stern, 50% hate him and 50% love him. The people that love him say they listen because they don't know what he's going to say next. The people that hate him say they listen because they don't know what he's going to say next. So it's, you know, it's the same thing. So I mean, if you're listening, we appreciate it. So, you know, if we irk you sometimes, it is what it is.
Yep. And it don't bother me whatsoever, because I say what's on my mind. And John, we, of all people, and you could be honest with me, the as nasty as I get, do you know anybody that loves Disney more than me?
I think that's your problem. You take it too serious sometimes. So, yeah, because when I remember way back when I first started recording with you, I was telling you how much I liked the movie Shrek, and you're like, "Oh, I can't even watch that. It'd make too much fun at Disney."
Yes, like, exactly. And I still feel that way. They can't pick on my children, but I can. You follow me, John?
Yeah. So, no. I always thought that was funny because I love Shrek and I love him poking funny at Disney. So
yeah,
great.
See, and it drives me nuts. I hate. I lost it. My mother-in-law goes, "How are you getting so mad at a cartoon?" So, and I'm clear about it. But the bottom line is, hey John, who is the one? Do I not find a way to do this every single week? Are we making like a gazillion dollars off of this? The reason we do this is we love Disney, right?
I'm retiring next year off of the proceeds that I've made off of this podcast.
Exactly.
I don't know what you're talking about. But all these private sponsors I get.
It's just hysterical. It's hysterical. And then one person said, I was also reading reviews here and there, and there was another one that was negative on the same comment or whatever about, go listen to Lou. That's the positive one. And you know what? I listen to Lou every week, so go listen to Lou. I love Lou. But yes, yesterday I stepped on glass at Walt Disney World, and it was the best cut I ever had. It was amazing. That's what you. Nothing's ever wrong, am I right, John?
Yeah. Well, he fully drinks the Kool-Aid, but you know, it, God bless him, because he is a positive person, and I have actually met him, and he's the nicest person.
Absolutely,
in the
world, he is.
So, yeah, but I mean, that's his. Deal, and then we've got our own little deal. So
and who do I respect? And who
and
do
there's
I?
Nothing wrong with that.
So. And who do I respect more than him?
No,
right.
Yep.
So. It's anywho. I love his show, and he's great. But it's like $75 for water. Well, listen, it's they're doing it for you. So this way, if you buy it, you know you will get a glass.
You know that's funny. You mentioned that we were when I told you that. We went to Springs last week, and I bought my frozen Kirin and the little chicken bun, which is actually really good from that little Japanese stand. But I got Lisa wanted something, so I got her a bottle of soda of Coke, and it was $4.50. And I mean, $4.50 for a bottle of Coke. And then she drank a couple of sips, and she's like, "No, that's it, wrong. I just don't even want it." And I'm like, "I just paid $5 for a bottle. So I'm toting this around the rest of the night, taking it home, putting it in the refrigerator, and drinking it tomorrow." And that's what I did.
But
I can't spend $5 on something and not friggin' use it. You know what I mean?
100%. But John, listen, if they only charge $2 for that bottle of soda, everybody might buy one, and then when you and Lisa wanted one, you wouldn't have it. So that's why they do that, John.
That makes sense. Okay, now
I understand. They're charging more for you, Johnny. They want to make sure you have the soda when you want it, John. It would be easy to give them away a buck or two a piece, but why would we do that?
Yeah, actually, I don't even know on that one, because I don't even think that's not owned by Disney. That's a third party. So they're charging them so much rent to be out there that they have to charge that much for a Coke. So, yeah, you go with that. So.
Well, $2.50, that's going to Disney. Trust me, John.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
it's for you.
You know,
anywho.
$3.50, $3.75, I understand. But $4.50, almost $5 for a 20-ounce bottle of soda. That just seems a bit excessive.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. It's almost excessive as how much the gas prices have gone up. I filled my car yesterday, $10 more, because I'm working so close to home. I haven't realized how much gas has gone up in the last couple months, John.
Yeah, it fluctuates, man. It'll go back down in the summertime. So.
Yeah,
I ain't too. And believe me, I use so much gas.
Well, I'm saying it because you drive so much, and usually I do too. And my car, when it's on E, my Kia, is usually about $23 to fill it. Like, I usually fill it around a little bit around, right around, I don't like to go below quarter tank. And yesterday I filled it, was $33. I was like, I had to double check. I was looking at the guy to see if he filled a couple of his miniature gas cans to take home for a snowplow or snowblower. So.
Now, yeah. I got to fill. I drive a little Scion XA now, and it's got a 10-gallon tank, and I have to fill it every four trips. So, you know, they're back, and I got to fill it up again. And it usually runs me right at $21. And it was down to like 16 at one time. So it goes between 16 and 22. But like I said, I'm sure it'll go back down in the summer. So
I'm hoping, Johnny. Because I probably won't be working that close then, you know. Right now I'm working 5 minutes from the house. So 8 minutes exactly. But the other I used to have a guy that worked at the gas station that he used to have one. He'd have one of those. It used to be a can back then. And what this idiot would do is he used to work another shift, and I caught him a couple of times, and we got into it. But I give him – he was crafty. What he would do is when he was filling, somebody would do a fill, he'd plop his can behind the car. He'd put like 50 cents or a dollar in the can and then put the thing in their car, and he would put that in his car at the end of the night. He'd end up getting a full can of gas every night for free out of the customers that were coming to the gas station.
It seems like you would get fired the first time somebody noticed that.
Yeah, well, the problem with our station back then, John, was you would, but nobody ever noticed it. He's a slut. Hey, a thief is a thief, John. You know you know how good he is. He was good. But he used to fill his Camaro up every night with free gas. Every night he worked, anyway. Because we were the only ones at the station, if you follow me. There was nobody there at night shift. Yeah. So where'd you work last night, Johnny?
Let's see. I went in at, what did I go in? Like, friggin' 6 o'clock. So, actually, I went over to, they had me get, I don't know, Doug, you figure this system out, but this new bus system, it's so wacky. But I clocked in at Epcot. I took a driver shuttle from Epcot to Hollywood Studios. And then me and two other guys that I actually trained with, we were audience control for 2.5 hours, which basically meant that we stood around and told people how to get to Disney Springs for 2.5 hours until 9 o'clock, took a break, and then I ran the shuttle from Magic Kingdom to Studios for 2.5 hours. So it wasn't exactly a butt busting day, that's for sure. So,
but the only negative, did you have to wear the glass shield too?
No, actually, you just have to wear the orange vest. So no, because we're not that close to people, so. You know, they come up to you and and here's the thing. Disney really right now needs to figure out how they're going to start running some Disney Spring shuttles from the parks, because that is the question you get asked every friggin' night. And just so people know, so what you have to do right now is you take that bus to Disney or Saratoga Springs. You get off at the fourth stop, which is Congress Park.
Hold on, Johnny. Hold on.
You have to walk.
John.
A 10-minute walk from Congress Park.
John.
Yes.
You broke up for a second. Restart that.
All right. So you got. So if you're going to Disney Springs from any of the parks, you have to take the bus to Saratoga Springs and get off at the fourth stop, which is Congress Park, and do a 10-minute walk.
Yep. Then that's
so
a nice
ride over by Rainforest Cafe.
That's a nice way to do it, or call an Uber. One or the other, right, John?
Yeah, or take a. You'll have to do it twice. You'd have to take two bus rides, but you can take a bus to any resort and then take them. But right now, until they decide they're going to start running dedicated buses from parks to Disney Springs, which I don't understand why they can't do that right now. I know what they're afraid of. They're afraid of people parking at the springs, taking a shuttle over to a park and not having to pay for parking, which is what people do. But if you run it the one way back the other direction, like if I'm at Studios, I pick up people going to Disney Springs, I get over to Springs, I drop them off, and then I pick up, I don't take people back to Studios, I go back, you know, from Springs to Old Key West or something. I mean, that's what we do anyway, so I don't see why they're not running it.
See, if it was me, I'd park my car at the Springs. I would take an Uber to Riverside for $5 and then use their buses or whatever resort, use those buses, and then just take the bus back to the Springs at the end of the night to save the $20 parking.
No, if you're that desperate, all you have to do is walk over to Park at Springs, like you said, and then walk over to Saratoga Springs.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, you don't have to worry about an Uber to anywhere. So.
But you get my point, or you could just park there and get dropped off at the parks. But one or the other, there's a way around it. But I used to tell people back in the day, if they wanted to at the end of the night, like when a park closed at 7 for a nice night, to take the boat or the bus back to Riverside or Old Key West and ride the boats to the Springs, because it's a nice ride. And like we talked about the last few weeks, they're still not open yet. I don't know why. I have no clue why.
Yeah, there's no buses, no boats are running. Yeah.
What were you saying about buses and boats now, John, over at the Springs and, I mean, at Riverside and Key West?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, Riverside and French Quarter, like we've been saying, are still closed, so you certainly don't have to worry about them. And then there's still no boats running at the Springs, so not that taxi service back and forth and not the ones to Old Key West or Saratoga. So, unfortunately, yeah, that's some of the best free entertainment you can find at Disney, so.
Well, I don't know, Johnny. I was just, I'll be happy when I find out if Riverside is open. I got to actually look, I had to get some more prices for one of my clients. Her younger brother's taking his girlfriend for the first time to Disney, so I got to look up their trip tonight. So I'm looking forward to that. Doing that, it's like, I actually have a couple trips to book, John.
Hey, yeah, well, people, there's certainly people here, and there's a lot of people that are in, there's some people, Doug, that are actually enjoying the pandemic version of Walt Disney World, because there is a 6-foot enforced distance between you and other people, and some people are not fans of being crowded into places at all times, so they don't mind the separation.
Yeah, my wife's one of them. That's one of her pet peeves. So, and Jen and Scott from the Happiest Vlogs, they're down there roaming around. John, you might actually see them maybe this week.
I doubt it. I think I saw them one time when I worked at Animal Kingdom, and they had no interest in saying hi to me, so
well, are you sure they know who you are?
I don't know.
Oh, there you go. And then and Bob and Mary are also down there, John. They just showed up. They're staying at the Swan and Dolphin this week.
Oh, well, they need to try to find me out, but, I mean, I've got another guy from Facebook trying to find me, but it's hard, very, very hard as a bus driver to ever run into me, because, I mean, that's why I picked Epcot. I figured everybody, all our friends of our show and stuff, they'd always go to Epcot, but then I don't even end up working at Epcot right now, so it doesn't work out that way, so.
Yeah, we'll find you. But anyway, our friends are, I hope these guys are having a good time. Jen and Scott's, they're taking their daughter down there for the first time, so I'm glad, I know they're going to enjoy that.
Doug, let me say, it wasn't Jen and Scott. That's I apologize to them too. That's not who it was. It was Resort TV.
There you go.
Was the ones that I saw, and they had no interest in saying hi to me. So that was them. So
yeah, that's why I was taken back, because Jen and Scott are two of the nicest people I've ever talked to.
Yeah, I sincerely apologize to them. That was thinking to somebody else.
I wasn't going to argue with you because I don't know, but I was shocked to hear that. That would have been one of them ones we got off the air. I'm like, are you sure you know who you're talking about?
Yeah. I take that back.
Yeah. Because every time I text them or talk to them, I mean, they're the nicest people. They really are. Yeah, they're good people. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to finally hooking up with them down there one day myself. They're roaming around. My buddy, he's leaving this week. I think he leaves today or tomorrow. He's coming. I think it's today. So he'll be back. He was down there for a week. So our friends of the show are starting to roam down there, John. And speaking of friends of the show, I didn't like the way you and Pat were kind of teaming up on me this week.
I don't know what you're talking about. What? Yeah.
I can't believe both of you are trying to not deny how good-looking and awesome I am.
I had one comment. I only had one comment. Okay, granted, it was a spectacular comment. But, you know, it was just one.
I never thought you would do me like that, John.
It was a very complimentary comment.
Yeah, well, you were like I said back to you, it was the first time I honestly felt like you were telling the truth. We've never agreed on something so much in our whole lives, John.
Yeah, there was no sarcasm or anything intended with that.
No, there was not. It was sincere, wasn't it, John?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it was something like...
It was sincere.
It was something like, even if I was blind, his overwhelming machismo and sparkling personality would overwhelm my eyesight, and his golden light would shine through. I mean, I mean, I might get a t-shirt and say this describing dog.
There you go. There you go. The scales have fallen from my eyes.
Yeah, because it was all started by our buddy Pat, who, like, I'm at work. I'm stuck in a high area trying to finish some stuff, and I get this. John, even if you don't eat your carrot, your eyesight goes. Don't worry, Doug will be telling you how handsome he is, and have a great day, man. And I write back, please, guys, stop picking on me, and then you just continue.
We're just so mean to you, Doug.
I wonder when that. I mean, and he's no longer on his show. I want to know why. Like I listen to Mickey Dudes here and there, but I miss my buddy Pat on the show. You know.
Oh, yeah.
So we got to get him into the pub, get some drinks in him to get him riled up a little bit. What do you think, John?
Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yeah. I usually pay every time he shows up at the pub, but if he keeps treating me like that, I might have to collect on even your tab, John.
Yeah, that's a guy I need to run into, too. I need to work on him. And so, yeah, I still don't think I've ever met him. So.
Mm-hmm. No. Well, I think hopefully sooner than later, I think he's hoping to come down to the park soon, too. So hopefully everything works out for us in the next couple months.
Yeah, that would be nice.
So what time you work till tonight, John?
Let's see, I'm 2:50 until 11:23 or some wackiness.
Well, I'll tell you what, and listen, now if you guys don't want to hear me complain, I am sorry. Do you want me to lie, John, or do you want me to be me? Should I be like super happy, Mr. Happy about everything Disney does, or do you want me to be the honest Doug that I normally am?
Well, this is a pub, so you had a couple of drinks and you're spouting off. So it is what it is. So,
okay. So now, should I be happy about this, John? Like, I am actually looking at these pictures, and it's even worse than I thought. The view of the massive, this is the way it's written, views of the massive, harmonious Central Icon barge from Around World Showcase. And it is parked right dead center. And when you look across as you're walking into World Showcase, you basically can't even see the American Adventure anymore, John.
No, it's Stargate is what it is. There's a huge ring out there, and it looks like Stargate. And Ra is expected to come through at any moment. So yeah, it's straight from the movie Stargate. Big ginormous circle.
Yeah, and they're telling me they're going to put water fountains and color on it. It's going to make it right. With these two, dude, if you're standing in the front. And I apologize to anybody who feels like I'm crying right now. Boo-hoo, I'm sorry. If you look at this picture and you're a true, true Disney fan who loves Epcot and can honestly tell me, and honestly tell me that if you're standing between the two, you know, the two stores there, John, what are they called again?
I know which stores you're talking about.
The International Gateway stores.
No, International Gateway.
It's over by the back entrance, yes.
Yeah.
But they're the two stores in the front of World Showcase. The World Showcase Twins, I call them.
There you go. That's as good a name as any.
Okay, if you're standing in between the twins, you're looking out. You see a big, huge circle covering American Adventure. Another barge to the left covering Italy, the other, and then you have another one covering. You can't see hardly. You see the Japanese pyramid, the Earth, Wind, Fire, in between the two. It takes away the entire view if you're standing there. And I don't understand how anybody in their right mind would be happy about this. To me, it would be like putting up a stupid hat in front of the Chinese theater.
Oh, wait, they did that.
Yeah. And well, it was okay, though, when everybody complained about that, wasn't it, John? And I swear to goodness, there was more complaints about the wand put on Spaceship Earth than these barges. What is it with the, like, I was watching this cult show on NBC about this Nexius the other day, and I think Disney also has some people trained to where they can't say anything is wrong about Disney.
Oh, absolutely. You feel disloyal. Some people feel disloyal if you criticize anything. So,
yeah, but I mean, John, have you seen these pictures yet?
Yeah, I looked at them.
Do you not find it disturbing? A little bit.
It It certainly takes away the view, but I'm going to withhold judgment until I actually see the show and see what kind of fountains and stuff they do put on there. I mean, it certainly takes away from walking down there and staring across the lagoon at the other pavilions. No matter what they do to it, it's going to take away that view. So I'm just hoping the swap out for a spectacular show is there right now. So
yeah, maybe next week they'll put a big, huge sign up in front of Tree of Life. Corn on the Cob for sale or something. Big drive-in theater, movie theater sign or something, John. Show some Mickey shorts as you're standing there to block the Tree of Life, too.
Sure.
I mean, it's just, I don't know. I don't know. The whole thing, in my opinion, behind this is so Disney don't have to pay to drive the boat, the barges in and out. Because we do know they fit. They had to come in through the gate. I mean, it showed this big round one, the biggest one of all, made it through the drawbridge there. Am I wrong?
Yeah, I made it through, but I'm thinking it takes so much time to bring them out that they couldn't do it every night, day
after
day.
Well, these Imagineers couldn't find a way to get a little faster motor on them, could they, John?
I don't know.
No, to me, it's like self-checkout for the show. They just don't want to pay for the people that would have to work on the barges. That's my opinion. It can't be. Yours could be different. I'm not saying you're wrong, but that's mine. Walt Disney World mask policy. Now you got to literally eat with your mask on, John. You got to shove it through, and then take the food out when it's in your mouth.
That's basically what the woman told me when I told you last week. I got bugged a little bit in the break room because I was drinking a soda, but I didn't have it in on the way or down from my mouth, and so I was told that I had to have my mask on at all times. So apparently it's cast members too. So that's a little annoying. What individual bites? I'd take the mask down, take a bite, and then put the mask back on while I chew. So
they need to get rid of all sloppy food. So I mean, if you're eating anything like a barbecued chicken or whatever, what are you gonna do?
You constantly have to wipe your mouth. So
no, enough is enough already. What Disney should do? Just get the Johnson & Johnson shot and give it to you as you go through the gate.
There
what
you
do
go.
One shot. In and
boom.
Out.
You're good. Boom. You're good. Boom. You're good.
Yes. I'll tell you what, dude. I was in Target yesterday picking up things. It's my beautiful wife's birthday this week, so happy birthday to my beautiful wife.
How old are you? 32?
Dude. You're going to get in trouble. She's 28.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm telling her you called her old, John. But I'm in Target getting bags and all yesterday and getting some things and for presents. Or the day before, I'm sorry. And, John, you know how I talk about the carts outside?
Yep.
The carts inside bother me, too. Have you ever seen these people that are in the store and they cannot stay to one side or the other? They'll leave their cart right in the middle of the aisle and leave you standing there until they come back from shopping everywhere else. It's constant. I mean, they don't. Nobody has any conscious of what is going on around them. They have no peripheral vision, I've learned. They have no idea except for they're self-centered and it's all about them. Like if I leave when I go down an aisle, I never go down the middle. I go down the right side. I stay so somebody can get by me if you see people coming. Am I wrong? These people, dude, I had it like five or six times. I had to go take a deep breath because everywhere I was going, people's leaving their carts in the middle of the aisle. Does that not drive you nuts, or is it just me?
That's probably just you.
Okay, people are
so
ignorant.
Small stuff,
so ignorant. And then you get up to the register, and somebody forgets something. They have to run all the way to the back of the store to go grab another item while you're waiting behind.
Yeah, that's irritating.
Yeah.
So, self-centered is what that is. So.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be. And I'm the guy when I say something, I'm the bad guy. You know. Bobby's texting me from Walt Disney World as we're on the phone.
Hey.
He's trying to ask me where he is. I'm going to take a guess while we're on the phone. I think he's at the Grand Floridian.
Well, that wasn't that hard then.
Well, he's taking a picture straight up in the air. So what's the new one over at the Coronado Springs. What is that? The
Grand
hotel?
Destino Tower.
What is it?
Grand Destino Tower.
Grand Destino Tower?
Yep.
I think it's that one. He was saying he had to go over to Laguna Bar to meet up with friends.
Now there you go.
So we'll see if I'm right. I was going to say Grand Floridian first, but I don't think he would head over there. So, but and then also the Golden Globes are on tonight, John.
And, oh boy!
Everybody's excited about them. They said, like, everything going on, and they're going to. The celebrities are talking about social distancing, staying home, do this, do that. But they're all going to give each other awards and tell each other how great they are tonight. Oh, my mother-in-law can't wait to see that show tonight. Does Lisa watch that?
No, we don't pay any attention to that. That's any of those award shows.
So,
to me, it's just a bunch of people telling each other how great they are.
Absolutely. So. Yeah, I was so great playing that fireman that I never put out of that risked his life, but I got paid $20 million for it. Wasn't I wonderful?
Yeah.
But I seen that you were happy about your Tampa Bay win last night.
Yeah, that was an impressive win. That was the best they've looked all year. So, and it was nice. I got home and last night 3:00 and watched the hockey game. And I'm sitting there watching the hockey game, and it turns like 4:30, and I'm like, this is the time I used to get up to go to work, and I'm getting ready to go to bed. So my hours are all whacked out right now. So
yeah, well, I'm hoping to be coming down soon. Hopefully the job I'm on is done sooner than later. We got another few weeks here, I'm thinking. But it's pretty funny. I got so many people listening to the show on the job, John. So hopefully this records like the other one did. And everybody seemed to like our menu show again.
Yeah, it's always fun talking about new foods coming out and the Flower and Garden Festival right around the corner. So somebody put Dave Koch put out a tweet yesterday. Can we have a non-festival for Epcot now? That's about the only time. I think there's a week now between the Art Festival and the Flower and Garden Festival. So.
Well, I think that's the way they wanted it, John.
Yeah, pretty much.
I'm still shocked. I think if the COVID didn't happen this year, they would have had the summer festival, like the barbecue fest or whatever I've been talking about. The 4th of July festival.
Yeah, but now Flower and Garden's lasting until July, and I imagine Food and Wine will start in probably
September,
August.
Maybe end of August, beginning of September.
Yep. Yeah. So you might have 3 weeks there with no festival, but other than that, probably about it.
No, if we do come down, Brenda is excited about the festival. So.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah, because last time I remember the time before the Flower and Garden, we've been down a couple times for it, but she's been a few years. I was down the last time myself during it, remember?
Yeah. No, Flower and Garden's beautiful, and you get a lot of, especially me, since I live in the same environmental region, you get a lot of good ideas of what your yard could look like if you really had the time and an army of gardeners to get out there and help you do it, but... You know,
so. Yeah, I remember one of the first couple I went to was the first one we went to back in, I think, 2000, 99, 2000. I remember I work. I'm in Home Depot every stinking day, and I show up there, and it's sponsored by Home Depot. It's like I can't get away from it.
Yep.
So, tell you what, the topiaries, I will take my hat. Disney does do a beautiful job on the topiaries, and they should be even more beautiful this year because they had more time to work on them.
Yeah, everything should be gorgeous this year. So, and the way that Epcot's open now, and not until 11 every day, they have 3 or 4 hours in the morning to really get out there and work in the daylight to get stuff done too. So,
yeah. Dude, I was wrong. It was, I went to Destinino. He just wrote me back. He is at the Grand Floridian. Now, we have it on tape. I did say Grand Floridian first, but I didn't think he would be there.
Yeah, but that was not your final answer, and so it doesn't count.
No, I'm taking credit for it, John. See, can you ever just be on my side, John?
I'm always on your side, Doug.
Yeah. What else do we have? Oh, the parks are staying open later and later, John, in March. They're extending hours a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, Magic Kingdom popped up last night until 10 o'clock. I warn people, though, if they do extend the hours while you're there, you may have to wait longer for a bus to get back to your resort because they're not... we still got everybody cleared out within an hour and a half, which isn't... I mean, that's about typical, I think. But occasionally there's not going to be enough people because... they don't really tell us until that day, and then you get extended, and some people can't do it, so, you know.
Well, I'll be honest, John. I'll be walking either to the Grand Floridian or the Contemporary to grab something to eat or drink and go home from there, so.
There you go.
So that's where I'm, that's where I'd be doing. I would not be waiting out front and all that craziness to be, to put up with that. Me and Brenda will be walking. Pretty much we'll have a dinner plan to Contemporary and walk back over there or something, you know?
Yeah.
You know, but, what else we have? Mad Tea Party now closed for refurbishment. Your favorite ride, John, right?
They could, pretty much, I mean, I guess I like seeing it. You know, it's a kinetic thing in Tomorrowland, or not Tomorrowland, Fantasyland. That's nice to see, but I doubt if I'll ever ride that again, to be honest with you.
Hey, John, to me, that ride is just atmosphere.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been on those at other parks. The only time I've ever been on there was with my godson. I would not let him spin it. Because I would have been, dude, it wouldn't have been pretty. He'd have had a Columbia Harbor House, or I forget where we ate, Columbia Harbor House, or Casey's a hot dog all over him. It was probably Casey's.
Yeah, probably not pretty.
Yeah, so, nah. They're opening up the water parks, Sean. You excited about that?
Yes, I am. Yeah, Typhoon Lagoon, but Blizzard Beach is supposed to open on the 5th. And we're supposed to actually have a cast member preview day, but you had to enter a contest to get it. So I don't know yet if I won. So,
well, if it was the goofiest looking guy contest, you might have won it.
I thought you had that. Oh, you don't work for Disney.
No, dude. If they had the contest for Gaston, I would win it. But you're more of a, I don't know. You're handsome, John. I can't go there. I'm not going to pick on you anymore. Ale and Compass Restaurant at Disney's Yacht Club will be offering a special brunch menu, including all you can care to enjoy option on Easter and Mother's Day weekend to celebrate the holiday. What is all you can eat, like politically incorrect now, John, or something that I didn't catch up on?
I don't know.
I Bob keeps texting me. I got to tell him we're recording right now.
Yeah. Well, I guess nobody knows what time we record now because of my schedule. So.
Yeah, but now, like I was saying, is there something politically incorrect about all you can eat, John? Was overweight people getting angry with that saying?
What is it now? All you care to eat?
Yes, all you care. No. You can't even be eat. It's all you care to enjoy.
Oh, care to enjoy.
Yeah. So I guess that's more politically correct or something, John. I don't know. I'm just asking. I'm not trying to start trouble here. I'm just asking. Here it is. The all you care to enjoy options include items such as blueberry bacon pancakes, breakfast protein bowls. Balls.
Whoa, careful there.
They do those balls. They're shaped like meatballs. They're made. You ever see them? They're kind of like, I'm going to put it like rice balls.
Yeah.
Protein ball and shrimp and white cheddar grits and Maine lobster roll, John.
Ooh, nice.
But let me see here. Where are we at? Blueberry bacon pancakes with a side of sausage or bacon. Breakfast protein bowl includes your choice of tofu scrapple, John.
Oh, tofu scrapple. That's, you know, Doug, I was thinking my life is not complete until I can try some tofu scrapple.
Listen. Or plant-based egg with quinoa, sweet potatoes, charred kale, pickled carrots, and carrot ginger dressing served with plant-based sausage and chocolate avocado toast. That is something I do not want, John.
No, that doesn't even remotely sound appetizing.
No. Shrimp and white cheddar grits with poached eggs, chorizo, and charred tomato stew. Maine lobster roll on a New England style roll with house made chips. I would prefer a tater tot or a hash brown than the chips. What about you, John, for breakfast?
Yeah, I would agree with you on potato. What do they call them there? Potato barrels.
Yeah.
So.
There you go. And a selection of brunch cocktails, juices, and press pot coffee will be available as well. The dates for this are Easter weekend, which is Saturday, April 3rd and April 4th, and Mother's Day weekend, May 8th and 9th. So if we do come down the first week, John, we will have to be out of here before Mother's Day, because there's no way in HE double hockey sticks that Brenda won't be home for Mother's Day.
I figured that as much.
So what else we have? Dude, new WandaVision limited release pins arrive at Disneyland Resort. Like, why are they? Why is all the stuff going there and it's still not open?
You got me.
I mean, they're not going to have room for guests. These stores are full of so much stuff that they can't even sell. I guess it's at Downtown Disney, so guys, don't write me. I understand there are stores open there, but it's just, I don't understand how that still can't be open. But our buddy Robbie, he actually enjoyed our show last week. It was nice to hear a tweet from him.
Yeah, and he was positive about our food reviews. So. Yeah.
He said I had perfect spoken English, John. He said it was so good. I was like speaking the Queen's English. That's what he told me.
Yeah, the Queen's.
Dude, did you watch any of these last few WandaVisions yet?
I don't think I've watched the last one, but I'm up to, other than that last one, I'm up to date.
What's your scores now on your rating?
It's okay, I guess. I don't know. Given the choice between Marvel and Star Wars, I'm a bigger Star Wars fan anyway. And I really enjoy the Marvel movies, but these are not my favorite characters to begin with. I haven't been a fan of Vision and Scarlet Witch. I just don't know enough about, and so they were kind of blasé characters to me anyway. So it's vaguely okay, I guess. But
no, I hear you. I have to catch up on it, so I can't really comment too much on it. But what I've seen so far, I'm not a big fan. But I will continue watching, because everybody knows I hate Disney so much. But I will continue to watch. New Beauty and the Beast cake stand, mug, and tea infuser set. The cake stand is crooked. Lumiere's holding it, and he's all crooked. It looks like the cake's going to fall down, John.
Better be careful.
But it is pretty cool looking. Whispering Canyon Cafe. Now, they're having a little better Easter Mother's Day weekend brunch coming to Whispering Canyon Cafe and at the Wilderness Lodge. Catch up! Get your ketchup! You ever eaten over there, John?
No, I've always wanted to, but that's one of the places we've yet to go to. And I know it's another place, like you said, with the ketchup, where they have fun with you, kind of like 50s prime time. So I imagine you probably haven't dragged Brenda in there.
No, I went there with the guys, John. We had a good time. It was a guys' trip. We had a good time. You know what I mean? I knew they could take it and they would enjoy it.
Yeah.
So. Whispering Canyon Cafe will be offering a scrumptious brunch during Easter and Mother's Day weekend. So what are we going to have here? What they serve it in. They serve it in like a skillet, John. An old cast iron pan. I like that. I'm a fan of the cast iron. You, John?
Yeah, when you can find a good one.
Yeah, we got a really nice one that it'll go on the grill too. That thing works really good. The delicious holiday brunch barbecue, the holiday brunch B&Q menu will include all you can care to enjoy brunch skillet. What is this all you care to enjoy? I don't like it. Featuring mini pastries, handmade buttermilk cheddar biscuits, and sausage gravy, scrambled eggs, country potatoes. Now you're talking. Who the hell wants chips, John, when you can have country potatoes? Am I wrong?
Yeah, hash browns always win.
Yes.
Hickory
Hickory smoked bacon, sausage, smoked salmon, and pulled pork, Mickey waffles, green asparagus, and with a hollandaise sauce. Everything looks good. All the pictures of all these. The selection of brunch cocktails and pressed pot coffee will also be available. Easter weekend date, Saturday, April 3rd and 4th, and Mother's Day, April 3rd and 9th. I'll tell you what, the price ain't bad, John. What do you think it is for adult and child?
$34.95 and $22.95.
Dude, $25 and $14.
Oh, wow. That ain't bad.
Dude,
especially if I can get my cast member discount there. That's not bad at all.
Oh, I feel like I got a coupon or something for this. I mean, all you can care to eat? I mean, that's a heck of a deal.
The menu certainly sounds better than the other place, too. So.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm going to see if the, like, I didn't see any, because me and Brenda enjoy the Ale and Compass. I know some people haven't, but me and Brenda really did enjoy it. I'm trying to see if there's any price here. The prices have not been released yet. I didn't think I missed it.
Okay.
What else we have here, Johnny? How far are you from the job site?
Yeah, I got about 45 minutes left. 40 okay. minutes, something
okay.
like that.
Okay, so we're not pressing for time here.
No.
Do you know where the Lotta Wada Lodge is?
Lotta Wada. No, I do not.
The Lotta Wada Lodge is over at Blizzard Beach, John. See, I taught you something tonight.
How about that?
First time for everything, right, John?
Yeah.
I think I taught you how to be miserable. and you're not going to like this, though, John, so you're really going to use your miserableness. Since Impossible Foods has become the preferred plant-based burger brand across Disney Park, says who, John? Says Disney. They gave them a good deal. I don't think above guests are fan favorites. Based offering as well as some overall menu changes at Lotta Wada Lodge. Say that quick. Lotta Wada Lodge. Lotta Wada Lodge. I like the name. I like Lotta Wada Lodge.
Not a lot of water.
Here you go. Impossible Burger served with plant-based chipotle mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, and a cherry pepper. What do you think that is, John?
What price? Or...
Yes.
$12.95.
$11.99. You're going over today, so you're being surprised. Now, we would eat this, John. A bratwurst sandwich served with sauerkraut, mustard, and Greek peppers. What do you think that is?
Ooh, that sounds good, actually.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say $10.95.
Yeah, $9.99, John.
I'm a buck off.
Yep. And this one here, me and you would never have. I just wish it was a regular crab cake. It's a tofu crab cake.
Ugh.
Roasted to. It's a tofu cake. Why are you trying to tell me it's a crab cake? It's not. I mean, if I went out in front of my house and sold, how can I put this? Plant-based stuff and told you it was filet mignon and sold it in front of my house. You think I'd be brought up on charges for false advertisement?
You know, the problem is most crab and crab cakes isn't crab to begin with anyway. It's the fish that looks like a crab. So, First of all, they're misleading you that way. It's usually spelled with a K instead of a C. So, and now on top of that, it's not even fish. Now it's plants. So,
yeah.
Or tofu.
Sad. We make ours, John. We use blue claw crab meat.
You got expensive crab cakes then.
Yeah, we use blue claw crab meat. So, I buy the can of it. It's like you get it fresh from at the, you get to go to the seafood place and they'll put it in a can or a container for you.
Yep.
And it's like $15 for the, you know, the whole container, but it's worth it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's so good.
Yep. $15-$20, it's worth it. We don't make crab cakes all the time. If it's $20 for a couple crab cakes, I'm in. That's what you pay anyway, but at least I know I'm getting a lot more meat.
Yeah, exactly. You can really taste the crab. So.
Yep. But this is a tofu crab cake, roasted tofu, vegetable, seaweed, tartar sauce, served with a cilantro, lime slaw, and house chips for $12.49. So I'm not in for that. I didn't even ask you the price because it's not worth $2.99 to me.
Yeah, I'm skipping on that one.
Dude, we had sushi last night because I had Brenda's sister over. We ate at the Japanese place Shogun that we go to. We had like a birthday dinner for her last night. And we got some sushi too, and we got hibachi. I got the salmon and shrimp hibachi. Brenda got the shrimp hibachi, and then Mom and Donna got the shrimp and chicken. But we ordered Dungeness crab spicy roll. John, oh my God, was it good? It was game changing. It was that good.
So you're eating a little better than I am. I got home and managed to microwave me a chicken breast and some couscous.
Oh, sorry, John. Now, have you ever had a spicy Dungeness crab roll?
No, I don't think so. I had the spicy dragon roll at Tepaneto, but
that has shrimp in it. I think that they have shrimp in it.
Yeah.
They might have shrimp and crab, but this here, dude, you could taste the. What was so good about it? We got it. We got a Dungeness crab spicy roll, and we got a California roll to go as appetizers with everything. And the thing that was so good about that is the sweetness of the Dungeness crab with the spiciness of the sauce. The spiciness that they put in there is so good, John.
Yeah, nice counterbalance.
And it was the perfect amount of heat. It was enough heat that you had a little, but not enough to where you didn't taste everything, if you follow me.
Oh, yeah.
So it was absolutely phenomenal. So we had a really good dinner last night and a lunch today before we got on. But head over to Lotta Wotta Lodge, John, and get yourself a nice sausage sandwich.
You get the bratwurst, that's for sure. Yeah, that sounds really good.
So, well, bratwurst.
I think I mentioned to you, Doug, they have what we have backstage in the cafeterias is an independent company called Sodexo does our – the which I always get confused on with why the cafeterias are run by other companies other than Disney employees, but whatever. But they have options that are healthy and they're half price. So you can get, you know, a chicken breast sandwich for like $3.75, which isn't bad at all. But they have the Impossible Burger. And so I sucked it up one day and gave it a chance.
Best part was the roll, right?
Yeah, the toppings were good. But it tasted basically like an overcooked hamburger, which Disney does anyway. They overcook all their burgers. So, I mean, you can't get a medium burger at Disney. Everything's going to be dry anyway. So it was basically like that. Their black bean burger was overcooked. That was dry too. So, yeah. So, I mean, but it wasn't horrible. So, I certainly wouldn't spend a whole lot of money on it. So.
Dude, you gotta get all. I can't wait till we move down there so I can get Brenda. We can grill you up some black bean burgers. You will absolutely love it with the sauce that she puts on it. Cause it's the same thing. The sauce has a little bit of she puts the chilies in it in the sauce with the. It's like a chilies little mayo, like a sauce that she whips up, but it has a little bit of those Mexican chilies that you mix up in it.
Yeah.
It is really good, John. Really good.
Yeah. You know, speaking of those, you know what I found a couple of weeks ago at a local grocery store was sriracha mayo, and that stuff is fantastic. It goes good on everything. So, yeah. It's delicious.
Yeah. I use the, now I can't think of the name of it. What is it that you get at the Japanese that goes with the sushi? What is it again?
There's kimchi, and then there's ginger.
No, the green stuff. What's it called?
Oh, wasabi.
Wasabi. Dude, I use the... you could buy the cream wasabi that you squeeze out like mustard.
Yep.
Dude, I like to put that on something. I also like to put that on people's stuff that they don't know it's coming.
Yeah, I figured you would.
Hey, I can't wait to have Tomato over this summer to add a little wasabi to his he said he loves heat, so.
Yeah. That's not even – wasabi is weird. It's not even a heat. It's almost like a menthol or something, you know? It's a strange description.
It's a quick burn.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, also now, John, March 7th, Blizzard Beach opens, and you also have the Ava Lunch. Have you ever eaten at Ava Lunch?
No, I think the time I did go there, I think I did eat at the Wada Wada Lodge. So,
well, do you get the Ava Lunch? Ain't that a good pun on words, John?
Yes, they've got some good puns over there.
What is it? What is an Italian sandwich served with chips, John? That's what it's called. It's called an Italian sandwich served with chips, and there is no description of it. Now, wouldn't you find that a little like racialized? So when you say an Italian sandwich, am I supposed to think racially what Italians eat, John?
Well, I mean, you could be all that could range from a Caprese sandwich to an Italian sausage sandwich. I mean, yeah. So which one are you, or Chicago style beef? I mean, come on, which one are we talking about here?
It could be a meatball. It could be anything. It could be a lunch meat sandwich, an Italian hoagie. But just for
salami and capicola.
Yes, but there's just to say an Italian sandwich, I find that I don't know how. I don't even know how to react to it because even on the menu board. It just says Italian sandwich served with chips, but it don't give you any description of what the Italian sandwich is.
Yeah. Like I said, it could be a Caprese sandwich, much less the meat. So I don't know.
I don't have no clue, but you're going to pay $10 for the unknown sandwich, John. what else we have here? Sauerkraut mustard quarter pound all beef hot dog served with chips. How much do you think that is?
Quarter pound all meat hot dog. $10.95.
$10.99. You were close. And then they have a Nacho quarter pound all beef hot dog served with chips for
$10.99.
Mm-hmm. This is Brenda beating me up, John. But bacon, macaroni and cheese quarter pound all beef hot dog.
Oof.
For $10.99. So chili cheese Frito. It says chili cheese Frito quarter pound all beef hot dogs for $10.99. Man, they're just mixing up the hot dogs here. I might go hang out here for a couple days, John.
Yeah, your chili cheese Frito pie is that's a thing of beauty. So I don't know about it on hot dog, but I really like chili cheese Frito pie. So.
Dude, there's almost nothing that a hot dog don't make better, John. That's all I'm saying. I mean, you get mac and cheese, throw a hot dog in it. It makes it better. You could do spaghetti. You could throw hot dogs in spaghetti, John, and it's good. Didn't you ever see Sheldon on The Big Bang Theory? He liked hot dogs in his spaghettis, and everybody else went, ooh, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to. Hot dog and spaghetti sounds awesome. Dude, I got to try this. Hot dog stuffed ravioli, John. What do you think?
Oh, God.
And then you got a turkey sandwich for kids for $9.49.
All these hot dogs for the adults, and then the kids are stuck with a turkey sandwich. Yeah. Here, you eat healthy. I'm going to eat this horrible hot dog. So.
Yeah. And then they got Bud Light draft for $8, Yingling draft for $8.50. What makes a Yingling 50 cents better than a Budweiser? To me, they're both fast-paced, production line beers. Am I wrong, John?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and the fact is the Yingling's closer. I mean, there's a brewery in Tampa, so that's not getting tracked across the country. So,
and then you got Samuel Adams seasonal $9.75, and then you got a Beso del Sol sangria for $10. But even Samuel Adams seasonal, I do like their winter; it's very good winter lager. But even that, I mean, what makes Sam Adams $2 better? I'll just drink a Bud Light, dude. I mean, I like Sam Adams, but it ain't $2 better to me. It's another big company beer. It ain't like it's a special beer. Do you think it is?
I would imagine Sam Adams costs a little more to produce than Bud Light. So I'd give him $1.50, $2 more for it.
I think it's a buck better. It's not Le Fin de Mont for you better. You understand what I'm saying?
No. But you know what? I'm not drinking a Le Fin de Mont at a water park anyway. Oh, boy. Yeah. It's a bad idea.
John, so, if I was there with a six-pack of Le Fin de Mont, there's no way you would tell me now.
I would wait until I was done riding slides, that's for sure.
I could see you on a Summit, Plummet, whole yeehaw! With the Coors Light.
I don't think so.
Yes, I could. John would sneak it in his shorts up to the top of the mountain. Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, covered in more blue. Have you seen this blue all over the building, John?
You know, I noticed it the other day pulling in that particularly our skies here in the wintertime get that real dark blue when we have the dry air. It blends almost seamlessly right into the sky. It's very well camouflaged. So.
Yeah, well, it's getting covered in all this blue sheathing, so this last part of the building is getting closed in now. So,
yeah.
The front facade of the attraction is now covered in an airtight, watertight, and weathertight membrane through construction. Though construction has been active today, materials and equipment remain on site as the building awaits new additions. So, well, another year we have. So, that and Tron's taking their good old time, Johnny.
Yeah, they are.
I just wish they would open up. I pray to goodness they open up Ratatouille for Brenda if we do come.
I can't imagine them waiting that long, but then I'm surprised it's almost the end of February and we still haven't opened it. So it is the end of February, actually. So.
Yeah, tomorrow is March 1st.
Yeah.
What else we have, Johnny? Well, you got any jokes of the week?
Like a good, what's that?
Joke of the week?
Yeah, you ready?
Yep.
All right, why is Cinderella not good at soccer?
Because she constantly steps on her mom?
No, she runs away from the ball and she has a pumpkin for a coach.
Okay. Oh, Jesus, John.
Yeah, they're bad. You know, what do you want, though? You know?
We got to continue this now, John. Did you get your schedule for the week yet?
I know through Friday right now, and I don't know past Friday until Wednesday. So.
Well, I got to get a hold of you, see if you have any late afternoon days. Maybe we could try to do another menu show or fun show again. I enjoyed that while you're driving in.
I think the latest I go in the rest of the week is 3:15, 3:30. Tomorrow's 3:36 or something, so I'll be on the road at 1:30.
So I'm going to help you out, John. Over the next few weeks, any days you go in late, we're going to record. So you will not be scheduled late at all these next few weeks.
That's probably the fact, right?
Yep. So I'll help you out here, John. By us wanting to record, you won't have any days where you got to go in at 4:30 to start at 6.
Yeah, I tried to get overtime shift for Tuesday or Wednesday. And then I actually had I had two offers. One, the woman came in at 3 o'clock in the morning and worked until 11, which isn't a bad shift, but with me working afternoons, I can't adjust to that. You know, it would be too much of a single day adjustment. And then the other one that was 6 o'clock at night until 3 o'clock in the morning, but doing the cast shuttle at Animal Kingdom, which is basically a mile and a half circle.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's fine for a couple hours, but 9 hours of just driving basically to your local convenience store and back, So, yeah, that would get a bit annoying. So,
no, I could see that.
Yeah.
Walt Disney World Imagineering files for new permits, John, for a Star Wars show. Walt Disney World Imagineers files permit for Star Wars, a Galactic Star Cruiser show set. A second permit for Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser was made available today. This one for show set. So is that the hotel, John?
Yeah, that sounds like it. So, yeah, some kind of show over there, huh?
Yeah. The permit from Walt Disney Imagineer calls for fabrication and installation of show sets. The contractor, Adirondack Scenic Incorporated, which has worked with Disney on Disney with other projects, including Belle's Castle and Casey Jr.'s Splash and Soak in the Magic Kingdom. Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser promises exciting interactive scenes connecting the storyline to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge and involving characters from Star Wars, including an attack from Kylo Ren and the First Order. I could see you wanting to beat up Kylo. What about that, John?
The problem is I just don't care enough about him to even want to beat him up. So
that's sad. Well, he became good at the end, John.
Yeah, which is just even worse. So. It's just the same dang story. So.
Well, I think this has to do with the show sets, like the training and stuff like that. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I would imagine something similar to the Jedi Academy for kids.
Yeah.
Something of that sort. So.
So where you're part of the whole show and attraction, you know what I mean?
Yep.
This site just loads so bad, John. You have to agree with me on that too, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little slow, and then when it does load, cookies pop up all over the place and everything else.
Well, not just that, it changes format. One time it's 3 stories wide, or 4, then it drops to 2, and you go into one site and come back out, and everything's changed. It's crazy. FastPass machines figure set coming March 3rd to Tokyo Disney Resort. So I wonder if they'll come to Disney World, because I would really like to have these up on my shelves. It's all the different style FastPass machines that were in at the parks. It's kind of like, we've done every trash can possible. Let's go into FastPass.
Well, yeah, Doug, you probably along with me, but I've got an album at home where you used to put baseball cards in. I've got my FastPass. We got some paper FastPasses in. So, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Yeah, but we hate Disney, John, because we say something's wrong with it. Hello, everybody. It's the WDW Everything is Perfect at Walt Disney World Main Street Podcast. But they raised ticket prices today. Yay! Park's closing earlier. Yay! Is that what we want, John?
Probably not.
Okay. Foundation work underway at the new popcorn kiosk at Epcot. You know where that's going, John?
No, I do not.
Yeah, it looks over. It looks in up in Future World a little bit, but I could be wrong.
Well, there is that one big popcorn stand there by Test Journey Into Imagination that has the different flavors of popcorn. So,
foundation work underway for the new popcorn kiosk at Epcot. Last month, we reported Disney Imagineering filed for a permit for a popcorn kiosk in the upcoming World Celebration neighborhood of Epcot. We now have the latest photographs of its construction. It's a pretty big building. Or by the building. So the permit kiosk will be near the original Mouse Gears along its... Yeah, so that's what's so big, the building of Mouse Gears. You follow me?
Yep.
So I did say Future World. I was right, John.
Good for you.
It don't happen too often, John. Maybe always, but it's either here or there. Permit kiosk will be near the original Mouse Gear along in the southern pathway as construction continues on Intervention East. You can see the new windows have been installed on the nearby building, dude. I hope Mouse Gears is... What do you think the odds of Mouse Gears being done by the time we get there?
Not all that good, I don't think, with the construction being halted for a while. So, unfortunately, yeah.
You think and your couple cast members can go volunteer and help out a little bit, get this thing underway?
Yeah, let me see what I can do there.
Yeah. But, anywho... Wood markers, plumbing, and perimeter framing gives us a better idea where the stand will actually be located and how big it will be. However, there doesn't seem to be any active construction today on this specific site. So, it's a permanent popcorn stand. I thought they usually always use the roll-up ones and the movable ones.
Yeah, usually they're in carts. Even the one at in Canada, you know, that does the maple popcorn. It doesn't look permanent. It just kind of looks like a booth, you know. So,
yeah, I don't know why. I mean, I'm not saying I'm against it. I just found it weird that they're making it a permanent site. I guess if the popcorn don't go over, they could use it for something else.
I would imagine. So, I don't know. Popcorn's a big seller. So.
Yeah, and it's probably has popcorn and soda. Fountain soda is probably two of the highest returns on the for the price it costs to make.
That and alcohol, yeah. Popcorn, I've always heard, is a massive, and movie theaters make it, that's where they make their money, is popcorn sales. So.
Well, you know why else popcorn is so popular, right?
Tell me.
Because there's no way you can eat popcorn without drinking some.
This is true. Yep, so, yeah, just like a bar has that bowl of free peanuts out there for a reason.
Yeah,
so.
They're not really into having their free peanuts. They want you to buy 8 beers to wash it down.
Yeah, yep. Get that salt in you.
Dude, and I can't even eat them, dude. The only way I can eat beer nuts at a bar, they better give me a fresh bowl and fresh nuts. I am not digging my fingers in after you, Doug.
I was just thinking, you know, I wonder how long some of the bowls sit out.
That would never, ever happen for me. I remember my dad as a kid, because I love beer nuts, dude. My sister-in-law actually bought me beer nuts for Valentine's Day, a bag of them. It's like trail mix with beer nuts. We would go to his buddy, the local hitch and rail, my dad's friend Dick owned the hitch and rail, and we would go in, and when I would get there, he would get me a fresh bowl of beer nuts, because my dad would go, eat them, they're fine. I'm like, Dad, I even as a kid, I would not dig in. I'm watching guys with dirty plumber hands and dirty, nasty mechanic hands eating these nuts, and I'm going to dig in the same one. I said, give me a dirty, when you give me my soda, Uncle Dick, please put it in a dirty glass so I can wash it down with these dirty peanuts. He'd look at me when I was like 12 years old, like a total butthead. But, but you know what I'm saying, John? You really want to stick your hands in there?
Yeah, I back in the day when I was in the Navy, I probably did. But I wouldn't do it nowadays.
So. No, even before Corona, dude. Doug, homie wasn't playing that.
Yeah.
Where are you at now, John? Sounds like the weather kicked up.
No, actually I am in Windermere, almost at the apartment that Bob and Mary used to have over here.
Okay. What else we have here, Johnny? Haunted Mansion, new limited edition Haunted Mansion Dooney and Burke Magic Bands are out.
Well, speaking of Haunted Mansion, I saw some new t-shirts at the Springs that me and Lisa decided we have to get, or we're going to try hard to get very soon. You know, they have the... matching t-shirts, the I love you, I know ones. They have the I'm your I'm your Mickey, I'm her Mickey, I'm his Minnie, you know, those matching shirts. These say, I'm his foolish mortal, and I'm her foolish mortal.
There you go.
Yeah, very cool. So, and that is being our favorite attraction, those would be perfect for us. So.
Oh, there you go. You got to send me pictures of them, John. New 2021 graduation ear hats now available at Walt Disney World. They could not wait to get past 2020, could they, John?
Let's get that 2021 stuff out. Let's go.
I'm surprised they didn't just get a big bonfire with all the 2020 stuff and just burn it like on the middle of World Showcase, John.
Oh, the prices they had on that stuff at the end of December, you could have basically, they were almost giving you money to take the merchandise. It was, especially cast members, I think it was, the stuff was like 75% off, and then we got 50% off of the 75% off. So it was, yeah, here you go, here's $3, and you get this pen and a t-shirt. So.
No, I don't think they could give it away. Yeah. Can you? This is one thing I don't get either, John, and I'm not trying to be smart, but and please don't yell at me. Now they're not going to have they're changing to Mr. Potato Head. Did you hear about this?
They're going to make it Mr. Carrot or something?
No, it's gender neutral.
Oh, goodness.
Hasbro confirms that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head characters will remain. Only brand name is changing. But hold on, Touch. Your main spud, Mr. Potato Head, isn't going anywhere. While it was announced today that Potato Head brand name and logo are dropping the Mr. and Mrs. They don't want to have them being Mr. or Mrs. They will look at it, but they don't want to have the name Mr. or Mrs. on it.
Okay, sure. If that makes you happy.
The Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head toys were already made out of same potato-shaped base but came with different gendered accessories. A single Potato Head toy will make a marketing and packaging simpler for Hasbro. Potato Head line now has been on display in one place at a toy store instead of being separated into gender aisles. It's where shoppers might have trouble finding accessories they want, John. Ay, ay, ay. Things are just so difficult now, aren't they, John?
Yeah, sometimes people make headaches where there really is no need to make a headache. But
like, hey,
I don't know if this was ever a problem. You remember, you ever hear anybody going shopping and going, you know, I wanted to buy the bow for Mrs. Potato Head, but I just couldn't find it. I don't know where it is.
No.
I didn't know this was an issue. So.
Disneyland Paris digitally removes Tiger Lily and the Indian Village from Peter Pan. And I'm Indian, and it's like, you know.
I don't know. There is some racially insensitive stuff in Peter Pan, so, but I don't know.
How you learn, don't you? Like, my mom and dad always told me you learn from your mistakes. Am I wrong, John?
But that's not history. That's stereotypes.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and they're not even, you know, there's like positive stereotypes of
yes.
things that, but there's still stereotypes, you know, like all Asians are good at math and stuff like that. I mean, it's still a stereotype. So, but I mean, the ones in Peter Pan they're pretty offensive. So.
Yeah, but it is like, again, they're not calling them any names particular down there. I get it. Again, you learn from that stupidity, if you understand what I'm saying. You got to learn somehow. Like everybody knows the Washington team name got on my nerves, but the Chiefs doesn't. If somebody says, let's go have a powwow for a meeting, it doesn't offend me, John. You understand what I'm saying? It kind of gives you, that's what the American Indian used to call, that's what they call their group meeting. It doesn't mean you're being derogatory towards an Indian. You follow me?
Yeah. But then there's other things. I mean, my mom would certainly had some words that I didn't even know growing up when she was calling somebody was a bad dealer was a.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say.
Yeah,
that's a horrible word. That's not good. But a powwow isn't bad. There are some that are good.
Yeah.
Some that aren't I don't think that's bad, and I don't even think the low man on the totem pole is bad, because it's a common saying. Like, you go to low man on the totem pole, you're not saying anything bad. It's a totem pole. It's some are bad, some are good. Now what you were going to say, yeah, it's bad. It makes a derogatory term to what an American Indian is.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. Like, you ain't allowed to say teepee for a tent? Is that bad, too? I mean, come on, where does it stop?
Well, like...
Yeah, it is, but, what's the difference between teepee and a powwow? A teepee is an Indian term for a tent. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anywho, they're removing it. Again, I'm touchy on certain things, but, you know... then every cartoon basically made before the 2010 should be taken off of television, because every single cartoon has something bad in it. Am I wrong?
Oh, there are some that are some of the Bugs Bunny ones back from the 40s. But you have to also understand we were at war with
Canada
at the time,
but the bottom line is it's horrible, but some things you got to leave around so you kind of learn. If you don't know nothing, you don't know nothing.
No, I think actually, speaking of that, I think Disney handled something pretty well this week. There's some they put all of the episodes of The Muppets on Disney Plus, and so you can watch any of the episodes you want. And there are some back from the 70s that are pretty offensive towards Asian
and
folks and towards Indians, and what they did is they just put a little 30-second blurb before it saying there's some outdated stereotypes in here, but the fact is you can still watch it, and so if it doesn't offend you, if it doesn't bother you, well, you got warned, but now you can watch it, so it's not a big deal, you know what I mean? It's kind of like a rating on a movie. You know, there's going to be some violence and some sexuality in this movie. If you don't want your kids to see it, don't watch it. But as long as it's still out there and you are able to watch it, I think they handled that pretty well.
Yeah, well, just like we talked about with Pocahontas. I don't want that parts removed from it. I don't want it repeated now, if you understand what I'm saying. But that learned you what nasty things were being said about the American Indian, am I right? But it's still actually what happened. It doesn't stop it. It happened. They're like, you can't make believe it never happened.
Yeah.
You know? But what else we have here? Johnny. I don't know. For some reason, I don't know if I could and I'm not claustrophobic, but I don't know if I could sleep in those bunk beds over at Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
Yeah, for what, $1,000 a night? You don't want to sleep in a little cubicle that was, but it's basically the size of what I had in my coffin lockers in the Navy. So.
Yeah, I mean, I'd feel like my kids are. If I had kids, they're looking down on me. Hey, little Dougie's up on the top bunk. He won't sleep. I feel like he's staring at me the whole night. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
First set of flagpoles installed at Epcot, and then they put the second ones in. Did you see the new flagpoles put in at the entrance?
No, I haven't had a chance to walk towards the entrance last couple
I really
of days.
Do like the new entrance to Epcot. I think it's really looking nice.
Yep. There's a lot of new stuff going in that's going to make everything prettier across the property. So,
local Orlando bands replace Garden Rock concert series in taste for around Epcot. I'm happy they're having some bands. I wish they had the good ones. Well, I hope they're good cover bands, John.
Yeah, we can hope so.
At the very least.
I know a couple of years ago, I thought that Bon Jovi cover band, Slippery When Wet, I thought they were local. So if they're out there, that would be good, because they did a pretty good job. So.
Yeah, well, I love me some Bon Jovi. That was my childhood, John.
You and me both, buddy.
Yeah. So you are the same age as me. You've been lying.
Close enough. Bon Jovi, Def Leppard, all that good stuff.
Title announcement for third Spider-Man No Way Home. I like Spidey, don't you?
Yeah, I like
you?
The new Spider-Man a lot. And finally the version that I really like. He's a sarcastic teenager making fun of old people. So his comment about Empire Strikes Back and the first time you saw him was great. So.
Yeah, I wasn't a Tobey Maguire fan. All I could see him is on the horse being miserable from Seabiscuit when he plays Spider-Man.
Yeah, and they always tried to make Spider-Man too serious. And Spider-Man's not serious. He's a teenage kid. So, you know, I mean.
Yeah. And Tobey Maguire, I mean, I'm trying to start trouble here, but he was just too old.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked too old, even when he's young. Tobey Maguire is one of these guys when he was 18, looked 30.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? He always had that old look. And he always has that stress look on his face, like he's never happy.
Yeah, like Belichick and
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, I heard he wears a hoodie in between takes.
Does he cut sleeves off?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Synthetic railroad ties installed in Frontierland at Walt Disney World. Can they please just get my train running, John?
They're trying. At some point.
I mean, couldn't they just finish enough of Tron to have it running while they're waiting for this to get done? I don't know.
And look where I'm at. All right.
Where you at?
I'm at Epcot.
Premiere date announced for Loki. You excited about Loki?
He was a good character, so yeah, it'll be worth seeing.
Premiere dates announced for Loki, Monsters at Work, Star Wars, The Bad Batch, and more on Disney Plus.
Yeah, my son's real excited about Bad Batch because it's a character from Rebels, and they were pretty interesting characters. So it'll be nice, and that's something they can actually do now because it's animated series, and so they don't have to worry about stuff. You know, I think a lot of that work can be done from studios and from home. So.
Well, that premieres May 4th. The Big Shot debuts on April 16th. High School Musical, the series, starts May 14th. John, I know you're a big High School Musical fan.
You know, that's probably the one Disney thing that I really had no interest in whatsoever. So.
I know you're a closet musical fan, John. The Mysterious Benedict Society is set for June 25th. Monsters at Work starts... It shift at July 2nd. Now, is that the Monsters from Monsters, Inc.? Turner and Hooch is unleashed July 16th, and Chip and Dale July 23rd. Where's Loki? I don't see Loki here. Okay. June 11th for Loki. That's pretty cool. I like. I am liking Disney Plus for the most part.
Oh, yeah.
So, I am enjoying that. Very much so. So where'd you park, John? You close to home?
I park out on the grassy knoll all the time, so behind the charter lot. So it's a good spot. So.
Okay. And what? And you won't be home. What time will you be getting in back
about
at the Peter's Castle tonight? And then what time are you going to be in tomorrow?
37, something like that.
So... You'll be leaving your house at
noon
tomorrow.
Yeah, 1:30. Yeah, something like that.
Okay, well, you're still happy with the job. Have you had any complaints from any guests this week?
No, I had my guy last week, so that hopefully that took care of it for a month or two. So.
Now, has anybody asked you about restaurants or anything like that,
Johnny? I was standing out there last night. I was really hoping somebody would say, so where can I get a cold beer? Or where's the, you know, and I could direct them over to Abracadabra Bar or something like that. But no, nobody seemed interested in that. So I'm waiting. Sooner or later, I'll run into somebody. I've talked to a lot of people about DVC and stuff. So.
But. No, that's pretty cool. Yeah. I talk, believe it or not, I've talked more about DVC on this job than I've had in forever. Like, I've literally known about 15, 20 people now on this job that have Disney DVC, John. I have foremans coming up and ask me, yo, Doug, can you help me book a trip? Can you tell me about this? I'm like, I'm known as Disney Doug throughout, John. So it's a good thing. So. But anyhow, I'm going to let you go. Everybody out there, please be kind to one another. Thank you guys for listening. Please head over to iTunes and tell me that you hate me and love John and leave us a review.
Do.
I'm fine with that. Sound good, John? I know you are. Hey, if one of you could say you dislike John and love me, I'd be good with that, too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just go leave us a review, please. So go leave us a review on iTunes. We'd really, really appreciate it. We had one from WDJD or whatever, just says great podcast too this week. That's all you got to do. It's that simple. 5 stars out the door, so we really appreciate that. John, you have a good day.
Bye-bye, folks.
And say
have
goodbye,
a
guys. Bye, guys.
Yeah.
Oh, John, real quick. I think you're going to like it. I did a new loop with the Epcot background music
good
on
deal.
Dropping on this show.
See you.
All right. Bye, guys. Bye. Well, that's it, guys. We're going to hop off our stools. And there's no tab here at the Main Street Pub. As usual, drinks are on the house. But if you could, please head over to iTunes and leave us a review. We'd really, really appreciate that. Also, you can find us on Twitter at WDW Main Street and Facebook at WDW Main Street. You can find John at Beer Solo. You can find me at good old Grumpy 6767. Also, head over to our website. It's all in WDW. You can find our fine sponsors over there, Elite Vacation Homes, David's Vacation Club Rentals, Scooterlando, American Tourist Travel. And again, guys, please be kind to one another, and we will talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.